After nearly 35 years of business in downtown Orillia, the Crow's Nest 2 will close its doors at the end of February. Longtime owner Sue Gasola, now approaching her 70s, has decided it's time to retire. "It's time to move along," she said. "I'd really like to spend a little more time in my garden and on some hobbies." Known as the store to explore, the Crow's Nest 2, located at 57 Mississauga Street East, has been a staple in downtown Orillia, offering a variety of items ranging from antiques and gently used goods to new wind chimes and glass ornaments. "You could always find something for everybody in the store," Gasola said. "There wasn't one specific lane we traveled in. We had a little bit of everything, from jewelry to beautiful rocks and crystals." The shop's name was inspired by Gasola's father-in-law, who believed finding a crow's nest meant discovering hidden treasures. "Crows pick up shiny things," she said. "That's how the name came about." The Orillia location was the sister store to the Crow's Nest I in Midland, which operated for 43 years before closing. Over the decades, the Crow's Nest too became a cherished part of the downtown business scene. For Gasola, saying goodbye to her regular customers has been difficult. "They are very sad," she said. "We've gotten to know them. They've become like neighbors." She also expressed gratitude to her employees, Kristen, Shelley, and Mandy, for their years of dedication, especially through the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. "They were the core there," Gasola said. "They got us through the heartache of COVID that put a lot of extra stress on people." While the shop is set to close, Gasola hopes someone might step in to take over the business. She has been working with the Orillia Area Community Development Corporation, CDC, to find a young entrepreneur interested in continuing the store's legacy. "The perfect scenario would be to have someone take the business over and we could mentor them," she said. "It could be a nice little family business." She emphasized the store is already well positioned for a new owner. "All of the fixtures, the equipment, everything is all there and set up," she said. "It's a well-established business." Anyone interested in purchasing the store is encouraged to contact the CDC at 22 Peter Street S. Until the final day of business, everything in the store, except tobacco and lottery products, is 50% off. As she prepares to close the store, Gasola is reflecting on the many memories and friendships made over the years. "It's sad to say goodbye," she said. "But I keep fantasizing that somebody with terrific ideas is going to take over and make the downtown core even stronger."